When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, Mother Soccer? Welcome to another episode of Mother Soccer Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone. I'm always around with my Chinese best friend.
Hey, thanks for listening to Mother Soccer Podcast.
What the fuck are you wearing? Is that a dashiki?
Yeah, Mike, you give this to me and I don't even know what it's called. Is it the dashiki?
Well, that's what they call it in America. And back home, we have a bunch of different names for them. You know, it's kind of tight. Right now, it looks like a fucking choker.
So tight on me.
It's tight.
Yeah,
man.
I can't breathe. It's hard for me to breathe.
If you die tonight, that outfit will be the prime suspect for choking you to death, motherfucker.
Yeah.
What size is that?
Where did you get this? My belly button is coming out. Buttons are coming out.
Is that like a
where'd you get
small,
this?
Large, medium, extra medium?
Did you buy this in a baby African store in Ghana? Because I don't know why you would buy me something this small.
Well, when I bought it, you were skinny, motherfucker. Okay? You took too long to wear it. Should have wore this shit 6 months ago. Hey, you know Kanye and Drake are beefing.
Oh.
Well, look, I never understood why two rich people are beefing. First of all, why are two rich niggas beefing? They both grew up in the suburbs. What the hell are they beefing about? Like, whose mansion is bigger? Whose Lamborghini's faster? That's not beef. That's caviar, motherfucker. Okay, that's a lobster. That's not beef.
Mike, I think I know why they're beefing.
That's sirloin steak, well done. Okay,
you know they get
T-bones steak. That's not beef.
Mike, for goodness gracious, I thought it was real.
You tried to buy a fucking round trip ticket on American Airlines to go to Zamunda, motherfucker.
You just ruined all the Asians' dreams of going to Zamunda.
Well, good luck, man. You know who goes to Zamunda?
Who?
Spirit Airlines, motherfucker. Good luck getting a round trip ticket for $30. It's going to cost you $6,000 for your luggage. And then you got to pay another $3,000 to breathe. And then when you ask questions on the plane, that's another $3,000.
That's a lot of hidden charges.
Do you spend money on clothes at all, Chinese best friend? All you wear is all my free shit.
Well, I used to go hang out at Ross and Marshall's and Walmart. But thanks to you, Mike, I have a lot of free clothes.
That's good, man. You wear all the shit I would never fucking wear.
Yeah.
I can wear
Thanks a lot for all the shit.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks to the fans that keep making me free shit that I'm not wearing.
Yeah, some guy says he wants to drop off some more clothes in my house.
Next time they ask you for my size, just give them your size. They're like, what, like, hey, what Michael Blackson wear? He wear extra large. He sure might look like a crackhead. I'm like, listen, just he's playing on.
I actually said it's small. They gave me the small.
Did it fit?
No, it don't fit me. It fit my girlfriend, so it's okay.
Oh, so now your girl's wearing my clothes too?
Yeah.
Nobody's buying clothes in your house. Is your son not wearing anymore. My shit too?
Not yet. I should say extra small for Michael Blackson. Yeah, whoever's listening, extra small for Michael Blackson. Michael Blackson, I ain't that famous.
Nobody Chinese knows best friend, who you're, the very, fuck I am. You're very famous on my podcast. You're the second biggest name on this podcast, Chinese best friend.
Well, it's a second name by default. We don't have any other choice. Three of our Blackson's angels got deported to Canada. What the fuck? Are you going to get a tanning salon soon? After you talk about Akon a week ago.
Is it on sale? I only buy shit on sale, man. 50%. Where do you buy a tanning booth at? Is it out there? Like, can I get on Amazon?
Yeah, it's called DonaldTrumpTan.com. You get 50% off right now.
I'm good, man. I don't want to turn orange, motherfucker. Okay. I'm good. But you know one thing? I see you have a little stomach.
Yeah, I gained some weight, Michael Blackson.
Don't blame that shit on Corona, motherfucker. Is it?
Yeah, I blame all my weight on Corona. Yeah.
On quarantine.
Every 10 pounds is every letter of the coronavirus. I'm currently at A.
If you live in California, you should know this. Every restaurant before you go to, they want to see your car. They won't let you in.
Yeah.
But you could just, they don't really give a fuck by seeing the car. They're just trying to, you're just doing their job.
They just want
to
see,
you could show them any fucking thing.
Yeah, you're right.
You could show them like your birth certificate.
Yeah.
Anything would go. Just
anything with that says a city of Los Angeles, maybe.
Anything that just says 19. You don't got to be COVID-19. It could be like 1999.
Mike, I think anything with a signature. So like a fucking traffic violation ticket.
I went to the fucking breakfast and an old lady, she's like in her early thousands. She was the one serving us. She's like, "Miss your card." I just showed up and she's come in. I'm like, this blind bitch can't even see nothing.
Yeah, they don't care. That's not the right to be investigating what you got on your phone.
No. I'm more of a pussy person.
Okay, I see.
What do you like, Chinese best friend?
What's better, pussy or head?
I'm saying, can you come with head easily?
Yeah, I'm pretty fast.
Do you get head? Does your woman give you head?
Oh, yeah, all the time, Mike, you know.
What happens when you get head, Chinese best friend?
I can't see.
You close your eyes when you get head?
Yeah, you just stare at the fucking goddamn
lizard. Why are you looking at her face? You get shy when she look back at you?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I get real shy, so I just...
That's funny. Yeah.
Chinese best friend, you ever had threesome before?
Be
way before your relationship. I know your lady's listening.
No, she's not listening to us. She doesn't even know what channel we're on, Mike.
Yo, this nigga funny, Mike.
No, she doesn't know her channel.
This nigga funny, dog.
So what happened? You ever had threesome?
No, not yet.
Chinese best friend, you 40 years old. But yeah, Usher got some, he went to the strip club and paid the chicks in his own money.
I think that wasn't Usher, Mike. It was Usher's friends.
I'm saying, like, what the hell can the chicks do with the money with his face on it?
Make love in the club.
The chicks rather have fucking single dollar bills than $100 Usher money, okay?
I think it was real, Mike. They just drew on it just to promote his residency in Vegas. Money. You know
that was in Vegas?
Yeah, he has a residency in Vegas. He's performing.
At where?
At some big stadium next to Celine Dion.
He has hits, man. When you get to that point in your career where you have so many hits, you get residencies. Maybe one day we'll have our podcast, we'll have residencies in Vegas.
Really? We're at fucking Circus. For goodness gracious. The only people listening to us are probably like 28 Nigerians. Top four. Thank you very much.
We like top four in, was it Guyana?
Guyana were top one, but...
Number one?
Yeah, it was number one.
Who's number two?
It was the Daily Show.
What?
Yeah, we beat him.
Congratulations, you see?
Yeah.
I told you you're not a fucking Z-list celebrity.
But
you just went up to a T. So my nigga Dave Chappelle, of course, more problem.
Yeah.
The transgender community is trying to transgress against Dave Chappelle and Netflix because of his special. They want the special to be transferred off the network. And they feel like it's transphobic. But Netflix said, we believe in Dave.
Whoa.
Also, Dave said he's willing to talk to them because he feels they translated his message wrong. A lot of trans happen in this conversation.
Translations in there.
Yeah, a lot of transgenders and the transgress and the
talking trans about
transferred and then transphobic and of course transform and then everybody got mistranslated. That's a lot of everything. So
now it remind me, I need a new transmission in my car. Yeah,
and I need to transfer some money from my check and my savings in my check so I don't bounce a check. And I also need to transform our guests onto the show, motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
Today you're wearing a church shirt and club jeans. Are you going to the club after you leave church?
Yeah, I'm trying to go to a club today. What are you wearing, Michael Blackson? You know, the whole world, you're a fashion icon. You're always wearing the most fanciest shit in the world, the most craziest shit in the world.
Today I kept it kind of simple, just a sweatsuit by Roberto Cavalli.
Roberto Cavalli. Roberto Cavalli, if you're listening, you owe this motherfucker money.
And they do owe me money. In fact, pay me my money and maybe I'll help you open your store back up. Because the Roberto Cavalli on Rodeo Drive shut down.
Closed. No. Yes. That was such a beautiful place.
It was my favorite place. They almost accepted African money. Remember when I tried to pay my clothes with African money?
Oh, yeah. They accepted that one.
They didn't accept it, motherfucker. They said
almost accepted for a difference.
We had it stuck between the $100 bills and the African money is so colorful. It's like Mexican money. So they didn't notice that shit right away. Like, hell no, this is not dollars, motherfucker. It's not even peso. This is some CDs. That's Ghana money, CDs. Wait a bop 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 bumble clap blah 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 blah. I've had both of my exes. My ex-wife, I had to put in jail. I had my ex-girlfriend locked up before.
You got twins, right?
But the twins are like, the twins' mom, I was never married to her. She was just somebody I dated, and then we broke up, and she found out she was pregnant with two Michael
Blacks. Did you lock her up, too?
Nah, she didn't do nothing. She was like a weird little, we didn't get locked up.
Yeah.
I didn't want to talk about her.
So, don't worry, Mike, she's not listening.
She's listening, trust me.
Oh, yeah, right.
She's listening.
Well, Michael still loves you.
But yeah, so what's next? Because I know you're going to are you going to Dubai soon?
Yeah, I'm going. We haven't announced it yet. We're still waiting for the details, but it looks like I'm going to fight in Dubai.
Are you fighting somebody from the Middle East or are you fighting an American?
I don't know.
With the fight, you guys don't know. Y'all just like,
right now, no. It's not going to be like a Canelo, like a big fight like that.
Okay.
It's gonna be somebody that's gonna get their ass kicked. It don't matter.
But all right, so let's go.
Maybe from Ghana.
Yeah.
But Ghanaians are not. They're not big fighters.
There's no fighters in Ghana.
Azuma Nelson is the last one I remember. And I remember when he retired, this guy went and bought a fucking limousine and ride around the dirt road with a limousine. I'm like, this shit's not gonna last well in this village. He bought a limousine driving around the village in a limo. But all right, let's go to the Pacquiao fight. Pacquiao retired. Shout out to Pacquiao, your cousin.
Pacquiao, my girlfriend. We love you.
So now, let's say the whole Pacquiao fight, okay? He puts fight this one guy. All of a sudden, the guy catch Corona 19, right? Is that what happened to his last fighter?
No. What Errol Spence, that's my boy. He got an eye injury.
Oh, it's eye injury.
What you call that injury?
Cataract? Just jerking off too much? What's the nigga doing?
Huh?
Oh, retina. Yeah, torn retina.
Hi, my name is Jocelyn.
How old are you, Jocelyn?
I'm 26.
Okay,
so I work a job, but I only make money in tips. Is there any other way a girl like me can make some money?
OnlyFans. I'm
just kidding. Do you want to give our listeners your OnlyFans name?
They don't have it yet. She don't have one.
What's the future name?
Yeah, what's your future name,
Mr. Zeus?
Hey, you. No, man, we not. We actually. We actually talked. No, we are. No, we are. No, you're not. You're not taking credit for the Zeus. I mean, what only is OnlyFans? We already did it.
What do you want to do? What did you want to do? Are you an actress? Are you a model?
I'm a singer.
Oh, can you sing us a song?
Mike,
I want to sing something. Sing ABC. Sing a sexy
not
cool
ABC.
All right.
Sing like Janet Jackson. Maybe.
No, Beyonce, Rihanna.
Mike. Just sing something. Sing whatever's on your heart. Rihanna. 3, 2, 1, go.
We were singing a song earlier.
Oh, give her the mic.
Give her. Oh, here we go. This is your time. This is your time. Go.
Aston Martin music.
Yeah, like I said, sign up for OnlyFans.
I'm not gonna actually sing.
OnlyFans is hiring.
OnlyFans is hiring.
So you guys argue a lot about sports and
oh
media
my god.
And
no, you know, when I was a kid, I still got this fucking, do you remember hitting me in the fucking head with
god.
A frying pan?
I don't even know what Michael's talking
about. You hit him
about.
With a frying pan?
Michael always he has these dreams.
Can you do the
he
replay?
Was always
I had a fight with him. My sister, she hit me with a frying pan. The fucking hickey is still there.
I do not recall. I might run
like
for Senate one day, so I will
old.
Not have this tarnish in my record.
Look.
That never happened.
You know, Ryder, you felt my hickey, right?
That
he must have pissed.
No, that's from one of his ex-girlfriends.
Nah,
don't even bring
nah,
that up here.
Forever, you scarred me, nigga.
He must have pissed you off a lot. Huh?
No.
She was
no.
a fighter in high school. Oh.
That was not
well,
true. That's
grade,
not true.
You was
that's
fighting.
That's not true. That's not true.
Sorry,
first
talk
of all,
eighth grade, and you get
well, no, no. That's not true. Michael is technically older than our mother. So. I don't know what he's talking about. First of all, I came to America with my mom first. Mike came like 3 years later.
Oh.
So, and I remember when he, you know, when he came. So we were close in age, probably like 2 years, whatever, apart. He is older. Yes.
She's older than all of
us. No, he's older than
she's
my mom.
A, she's older
my
than
mom
my
is
father.
The first. No, he's definitely
she and my
older
dad
than
my mom.
So, yeah, I mean, we grew up, of course, Newark, New Jersey, and a funny story.
Well,
before we got to Philadelphia, right? My mom had to work so we can save enough money to be able to move to Philadelphia and get our own place. Because mm-hmm. before then, we were lived in like people's basement, different stuff. And a friend of my mom, who was a renowned pastor, the late...
Brian?
Reverend Lee.
Oh, Lee.
Yeah, Reverend Lee. And it was in the 80s where homelessness was starting to go on the rise, but a lot of churches weren't doing anything about it. Mm. So he left the church. He was very this popular church, and he bought this house in North Newark and converted into a shelter home.
Uh-huh.
So homeless people. So we lived there, right? Because my mom had to like save money. It's hard to save money so we could buy our own place. But I remember Mike and I were so like ashamed, like because we lived in this shelter home. Like the most random people, like we had like these two old men who I still thought it was the 50s and black folks weren't free. We had Miss June who had like mental health issue. She walked around with like lipstick bright on because she was a beauty queen back in her day, but that day passed like 50 years before, but she was still very present there. So it was like all these eclectic characters all around us. So I remember there were kids who went to Broadway Junior High, or I used to go to the other school. They lived across the street. So Mike and I, we would literally wait until all the kids that go to school, then would try to like sneak out. And
so
the kids,
they don't see us,
so
out the
see us come out the shelter home. So one day they're like, oh, do you live there? Like, oh, no. But what was funny was, of course, we're Africans, and you know, everybody knows rice is king. And my mom, one of the things we had in our room was a rice cooker. And there was rules where you weren't allowed to cook in your room, but we didn't really like a lot of the foods that were cooked. So one day the security guard came knocking on our door. And he was like, y'all in here cooking? We were like, no. And then all of a sudden the steamer from the rice cooker came up behind us. We're like, no, we're not cooking. They're like, what is that?
This is smoke coming from behind your head.
Witness an alien spaceship.
What
right
is
now.
That?
Alien spaceship.
Helicopter?
No, it's not. Mike, that's a goddamn spaceship.
Whoa, what is that?
Spaceship.
A fucking spaceship.
It's a balloon.
Oh.
Yeah. Seriously, Chinese best friend?
Yo, I thought it was one too.
You wasted fucking 37 seconds of my life. I'll never
I'm
get back.
Sorry, Michael Blackson. I've been watching a lot of alien stories and how Elon Musk was.
To be fair,
born
it was
Mars.
Creepy. It looked like one, kind of.
Yeah, that's just a birthday balloon dinosaur.
So owing money to 50 Cent blows you
up?
I
tried to borrow money, but Mike goes, leave him alone. I was like, Mike, I almost close to borrowing money from 50 Cent.
How much was you trying to borrow?
Just
This happened like about a year ago. What, 50 Cent, you'll go out with 50 Cent, right? We'll go out to a strip club, and he'll he'll like order like $10,000 in ones. He'll give you like 500 of it, right?
Right, to
you
spray
throw
on the girls.
Word, the next thing you know, he'll wake up the next morning and be like, I think Michael Blackson owe me money. I'm like, nigga, I didn't ask for it. So he got everybody with that really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got me good.
Interesting.
Chinese best friend, have you peed on anyone? Anybody
peed
on you?
No, Michael Blackson.
We love each other, so who cares?
Never pee anywhere.
Anybody peed on you?
Huh? No.
Have you ever peed outside when you drunk?
I pee outside in the tree.
And you didn't pee on no mouse or nothing?
No. Snake. Not that I know. Yeah. I saw an article this morning that NFT surpassed Bitcoin by...
NFTs are hot right now. They are because it's just like all these trading cards and like the NBA got involved. The MLB got involved. Yeah. They're doing their own their players. So music, like all these artists are dropping albums, because you make
about?
Money. You keep more of that money.
Yeah, explain to him. It's like, you know, when you buy a CD
player. So you tell me I could make an NFT?
Yes.
You make an NFT, right? So like, let's say you make an NFT and it could be a picture of you. Or it could be like
a light skin picture of me, or she look like
like a Donald Mutombo, right?
Okay, Donald Mutombo.
So you do a Donald Mutombo NFT. You make, say, 100 of them only, right? You sell it. You make your money off the 100 that you sell.
Different faces, though. Explain to
different
him, like
faces,
earrings, accessories. So it'll be like one out of one, or
Yeah, it's all random. So it'll be Donald Mutombo with, this kind of wig or
and
this kind
outfit.
Of thing.
So maybe I make up 100 of them?
100 of them, yeah.
You make 100 of them, you sell them, right? You make your money off the sale. Then what happens is every single time somebody buys and sells your NFT, you get a royalty. You get like 2.5%, 3%.
For life.
And you don't
got to
do nothing for life.
It's going to change the music game. This is what, artists throughout history, they've been getting screwed.
What would it cost me to start something like that?
$0.
Nothing. You just take a nice photo of yourself. You look good. And you might have to pay
verify.
To create the NFT, like the cards. You got to pay like a gas fee, maybe a few $100, You make the announcement and then you sell it. And I said, that's why musicians do it, because then no matter what happens, anytime the album changes hands or whatever, they get the money.
Oh,
and it goes straight
to
their
account.
Explain to them
about a CD before. When you buy a CD, right, Mike? You have it in your house. When you reset, nobody cares about it.
Yeah, you can rip it. You can burn it.
Yeah.
But the NFT only exists in one spot, So like the Tory Lanez album, it's 1 million copies, right, of 7 songs.
Yeah.
And the songs, they're not available anywhere else. They're not on Tidal. They're not on Spotify. They're not on YouTube. So you could only listen to the 7 songs if you're one of the 1 million holders, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you do something exclusive like that, and people will buy it, bro.
You have to have like a comedy special on NFT. Mm-hmm. You will make billions of dollars.
Bro, if you don't know about crypto, you'll do that. And then you'll be like, all right, I think I got this.
Mike, because it will make...
So you could buy my... I don't understand.
So I buy... Instead of selling CDs of your special, right? An NFT makes the owner that buys it make more money because they could resale it based on the address. You make 100, you make 1,000 of your comedy special. Mm-hmm. Those 1,000 people, nobody else could listen to it except
I buy the NFT from you because you put it on sale, right?
Okay.
Then I sell it to him for $5,000. Every time I sold it to him, he gave me $5,000, you get 2.5% of it automatically.
Forever.
It gets delivered to you.
So that's why people with names are doing it, because people are buying stuff.
They have more control over their work and their money.
Yeah, so if I sell it for $20,000 3 years later, you still get your 2% forever. And then whoever that guy sells it,
Yeah.
So it's not like a CD that you hold in your hand, because a CD you hold in your hand, you could break it.
That right, so guys, you heard it. Go get some Ethereum. What's it called? Ethereum?
Ethereum.
Yeah. Go buy some Ethereum
save
right
the
now.
World.
Because it's still,
get the Save the World token.
Get the Save the World token, because these guys' tokens is helping build my school and helping a whole lot of other people. It's official, motherfuckers. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
What's your mean look?
Yeah.
Like when you're mad, let's just say,
for example,
like,
somebody stole your panties at the laundromat.
No, like somebody.
What would you say?
Somebody like slapped your ass and you didn't know who it was.
Yeah, she'd be like,
some random guy slapped your ass at the club. What would you do?
Like, yeah.
You're not going to be smiling.
Without bottle service. Without bottle service. All
right, a really broke guy stop you at the club.
Without bottle service. She's going to sleep with you the same minute, Michael Blackson. Come on.
All right, question for you. Long dick or thick dick?
Thick dick.
Oh, that's the first.
Honestly, because...
You don't want to fuck up your stomach, right? Fuck your pussy up. Is that why?
I don't want to fuck up my stomach or my insides.
Oh, okay.
She said pencil dick.
These walls can't be ruined.
It depends how short. How short, though.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, what if it's thin? I don't know.
I've had one before. It wasn't that great. I've had a short, thick dick. It wasn't that great.
Money or looks?
It was short, a short, thick
dick. Money or looks?
Looks don't matter. Money.
Yeah. Fucking gold diggers.
But if you had a great personality, then I pick the personality.
Yeah. Money or romance? I give obviously money, motherfucker.
Romance.
You gonna have romance on Spirit Airlines, motherfucker?
Well, you can buy romance with money, so money.
Exactly.
That's what I said. That's what I said. And everybody said no.
You can't.
That's Exactly. Right. You gotta teach, train these men.
New car or new ass?
New car, because I think I got an ass. I'm fine. The way he looked at me. That look was hilarious.
Rich dude, small dick, or broke nigga with a fire dick?
Wait, slow down. Yeah? Wait, Rich what?
Rich with a small dick. Rich with small dick, or broke with fire dick. Well, you want a thick dick, so you might as well go with the rich nigga with a low dick, right? Same thing.
I guess. Yeah. You answered that question for me. Okay.
How about question. Selena next to you? Hey, Selena.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
Rosette.
Hey, Rosette. Where you from?
Canada.
Oh, Canada. Oh,
where are the Canadians?
Who else is Canadian?
Toronto or Vancouver?
Vancouver.
Oh,
really? Yeah. Where you at? Oh, look. I just drive to Seattle, motherfucker.
Yeah, you can. Okay, hit me with questions.
Oh, hey, you ready? Okay. All right. Say less. Long dick or thick dick?
Thick dick.
You don't want to fuck up your pussy either?
I don't need a long ass dick poking my fucking stomach out. You know what happens with long dicks? When you're doing doggy style, all the girls do that cat thing, right? Because and the man keeps putting the hand on our back, pushing us down. And we're like, no, bitch, we don't like the long dick. It keeps hitting our uterus and it really hurts and shit. I mean, I don't know about you. I'm short, so it doesn't work for me.
How tall? Like, the small dick has to be long enough to reach the G-spot.
I mean, what kind of dicks are you fucking that are that small?
Yeah, you're like, right. Yeah. I mean,
but that's the question.
I'm just asking. You short, suck thick dick?
Are you Chinese best friend? They like little dicks, man. You win it.
Like, you... What kind of... Yeah. The smallest dick I've been with is like 5 inches. There's nothing wrong with that. That's like normal.
The smallest dick is 5 inches?
Yes.
She thinks 5 inches is small.
Are you Asian? Just wondering.
No, I'm from Ghana.
I was a pleaser in the relationship. But yeah, and then he would never. He just
like having
me down.
Steak without sides. Like, you gotta have.
I mean, you'd rather have a good dick down or a good eat
was,
down?
No, he was. Yeah, it was a good one. Yeah, yeah. It was an hour long. It balances out.
But you like the hour long dick?
I like it. Yeah, I
the
like
thing
the
with
long.
Eating
and
pussy
was great.
For men is like, my ex, I eat all the time because how she came. But this one is she's more of a dick person, so I gotta fuck her, and I barely eat her.
You barely eat her.
Yeah, because I'm like, you can't have both, motherfuckers.
Do you do it every single day? Like, do you mind, like...
Do I do what?
Do you have sex every day? Is that like a normal
thing? I don't like fucking every day. She like to fuck every
it's
day.
It's like a workout. He's like, damn, babe.
If new pussy come in the room, then we could wake up.
It's like a thrill. It's like a...
New pussy always wakes a dick up, motherfucker.
I used to. When I was in a relationship, I would fuck every single day. Yeah. Every day.
Are you single now?
Now I'm single, yeah.
You too?
Yeah,
I guess we're all single.
Wow.
Single ladies.
Whatever you do, please don't rape Michael
Blackson. We're looking at him like.
I'm
like to eat pussy.
I'm a fucking what you call me?
Eggplant.
Eggplant. Look, I'm a fucking.
Oh my god! She said eggplant.
He does look like one big eggplant.
I got kiwi, orange,
from
and
top
eggplant.
To bottom. That's so funny.
Eggplant with a magnum on.
Yeah, that's it.
Our next question, ladies. Rich dude, small dick, or broke nigga and a fire dick?
How about both?
No.
Can you have both? Is that how long?
It goes back to the three guys at a sign.
We're taking the rich dude.
Rich dude or low dick, right?
Yeah, we could always cheat. Like the men cheat anyway.
Depending on what their fingers look like.
If you make your own money,
do
it doesn't matter.
What
you
can
got
he
that
do
big
with,
dick all
what
is, day.
What can he do with his fingers though?
Make your own money, honey.
I mean, he can buy dildos and stuff.
On a yacht,
that's where the girl comes in.
Sex with other guys.
Bad sex is more fun on a yacht than good sex in a.
Well,
motel.
There's dildo, and then you can bring a girl in, their fingers, you know. Yeah. We can do some things.
There's more to it than
convince them to bring a guy.
Dr. Blackson is a doctor, not a psychiatrist. They need psychiatrists. You have a psychiatric problem, Michael Blackson. Where did you find your friends?
Eat pussy or get ass fucked, ladies.
Eat pussy.
Eat pussy.
Eat pussy.
Definitely eat pussy.
Yeah.
Send nudes or receive dick pics.
Sending nudes.
Send nudes? What?
Whether sent news or received.
No, I receive dick pics. I don't care because
no,
but I don't want anyone to have my
news.
I don't
like dick pics either.
I don't like dick pics.
I don't get it.
Well, after the show, you guys are going to get a bunch of them. Mike's followers are famous for those. Right, Mike?
Only rich dicks.
That's
please.
All that comes up. Only rich dicks.
Even
rich
if
dicks.
They're small. Send me pictures
only
of your fingers
one.
Too.
Long rich dick dicks.
Turtle head dicks
they
are
know.
Coming tonight.
New car or new titties?
New car.
I already got new titties.
Well, you can't get a car if your titty sucks.
I signed a deal for my own TV show. At the time, I was dating, I was dating a girl named Jennifer from Basketball Wives. So me and her, Jennifer Williams, so me and her signed a deal to get our own show. And then it just didn't work out, whatever. So that's when Mona was like, you know what? I'm doing this Love & Hip Hop thing. Why don't I just slide you and, you know, you do that? Okay. So I was kind of against it at first, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't like the first season. I said, all right, let me give it a shot, you know, because I wanted to kind of get into acting and just do stuff like that.
You
anyway.
Wanted some real, because I could see him playing like a gangster in the movie,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, he should be a gangster.
Nah, man. Like,
but don't worry, actors don't pay no real money. Trust me, actors are not making no money.
Come on, Mike. Denzel Washington makes billions of dollars.
It's only one nigga, motherfucker. It's Denzel Washington, okay? Regular, is trust me, I've not made much money from acting. I've made more money doing reality than acting. A lot more.
Because you don't go on auditions, Michael Blackson. If you went to Black Panther audition, you would have been the Black Panther.
He just did Coming to America.
I did Coming to America, motherfucker. I didn't have to audition because Eddie Murphy recommended me for that movie. So who was your favorite couple, like as far as favorite person on this?
Favorite couple was Michael Blackson and Rod. I think they dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite couple.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to do Couples Retreat. Had I been with somebody at the time, I probably could have. You know what I mean? But on, you know, on the actual show that we did, you know, I seen what Erica and Safari was going through.
Right.
And I kind of related to it because I got divorced myself.
Okay.
So I seen him going through the ups and downs of it. And then me and him, you know, he like a little brother to me, but.
So now you're divorced in real life?
I'm divorced in real life, for real.
Wow. Yeah. So you're a single man, bachelor?
I'm a single man.
Oh, yeah. My God. You're a single man and Michael Blackson didn't bring all the Blackson's angels? You know how many girls are in here all the time?
Really?
Yeah.
My bad. I was hating.
Fuck, Mike.
I didn't want him to take my side chicks from me. You know what I mean? He looks like a gangster.
Yeah, he will probably keep them all and they will never come back.
So, went to a fuse house and he had this drink. It's like, I guess it's weed in a drink. Whatever.
It's weed, yeah. There's
it's weed
THC
drink.
In
but
it.
I taste it. I taste it. I'm like, oh, this shit tastes good. Oh. He's like, okay, Mike, slow down.
I know. I was telling him to slow down. I was like, you already drank half a cup of that. I only had a quarter. I only had a quarter of a cup.
But it tasted so good, I just kept drinking.
It was good.
It was like, Mike, slow down. This is not nothing to play with.
And he's like, I'm a gangster. I can drink that whole fucking bottle.
Oh, shit.
I've never been high a day in my life. This piece of shit right here is not going to get me high.
And then I started getting high, and I was like, fuck, it's hitting me.
And I just kept drinking,
and he kept on drinking.
Man.
And I was like,
you
want
to know what happened to us that night? What a fucking nightmare.
Holy crap. Did you go to the emergency room?
Man.
He was so paranoid. He was like, oh, my God, babe. Am I okay?
Yeah. That's bad.
He was like,
edibles are bad.
Yeah, edibles are crazy. It'll knock you.
I just started
out.
All of a sudden. All I saw was 1982. So I started talking about everything. About
he kept on talking about a damn car.
It's a car.
Yes.
So 1982. I was in Nigeria. I was a little kid. I was in Nigeria with this family. My mother left me with another Christian family because my mother just traveled the world. Uh-huh. My mother's like this successful homeless lady, right? They just drop us off everywhere. So I was with this Nigerian family, and I remember it was 1982. They bought a brand new Peugeot. It was this Sudan Peugeot.
What was that?
It's a car, motherfucker. Peugeot.
What kind of a brand? Is it a Japanese?
Peugeot. But nah, it's some kind of European car.
Well, how the fuck do you think I know?
It's
I
probably
know Honda
German.
Civic and Toyota.
What the fuck is Peugeot? I think it's German.
It might be German.
And I remember it was like light green. It was brand, and I, all of a sudden, I remember 1982, and I'm telling him about 1982 in the car. I said, the family I live with bought this brand new Peugeot.
Holy
and then
crap.
We just started laughing.
Oh, we laughed shit. All night.
And then
he kept on saying, oh my God, babe. Oh my God. And then he's like, oh my God, where did you come from? I thought I was by myself. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't understand how people get high and then keep getting high. I got high that one time, and I said to myself, I never want to feel this fucking shit again. And when it wore off, I was like, thank you, God, for saving me.
The edibles are different than smoking.
I don't know what the fuck that was,
that
man.
That makes you crazy. Yeah. I had edibles one time 5 years ago. I thought I was going to die.
Man,
I know.
I couldn't believe it. I just thought I was drinking a sweet drink. Yeah. And next thing you know, I saw 1982.
Boom. What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I had a job at Domino's Pizza from age 15 all the way through like...
Michael Blackson delivering pizza.
Yeah.
I started off delivering on a bike because I didn't have a car. I used to deliver pizzas on a bike and I got robbed twice. You know what the dumbest thing I did one time? Stop at the fucking light. The light turned red. I'm on a bike and I stopped at the light. A bunch of dudes just came and sniped a pizza from my back. From the back, I had the rack and I had the
rack. They must have been hungry.
I'm like, y'all are that hungry? Like, I had the rack and back on the bike so I could tie the pizza up on it. These dudes just snatched the pizza and took away my pepperoni and sausage.
Mike, if he would have met you, you would have been a millionaire. You would have been delivering pizza with
cocaine.
With crack. Yeah. Right? right?
His name would be motherfucker.
People be calling her, let me get the large cockaroni with Mike sausage.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, man.
You would have been the blessed employee. He would have given you bonuses.
Motherfucker that stole my juice and a quarter. That's how we got to the
juice.
But
when they snatched the pizza, we'd have been mad, though, because they'd have got the Coca-Rona.
Exactly. And then that's one. And then another time, I was driving through the hood on a bike, South Philly, and like some dude just came out of the mercy street, just sucker punched the shit out of me.
What?
Hit me so hard. But luckily for me, I stayed on the bike. I would have fallen off. I probably been fucking beat the hell up.
Philly was rough though.
Philly's rough as fuck, man. And I think that's what helped me become this great comedian I am today. Growing up in Philly, motherfucker punched the shit out of me, he hit me hard, and I turned around. I said, "That's all you got, you bitch." He started chasing me. I was speeding on that fucking bike. I was in the wrong fucking neighborhood.
Wow.
Philly, the thing about Philly is like one block, you're in a good neighborhood. Mm-hmm. A block later, you're in the fucking hood.
Dang.
It's same way, like, I mean, a lot of these colleges are in like very bad, a block away from a bad neighborhood, like mm-hmm. Temple University. A lot of big good schools, you know, are in like bad neighborhoods. Seems like Philly, in South Philly, is like a nicer neighborhood with Italians. Real cool, and then two blocks later is a fucking project. So now I go to a good neighborhood to deliver the pizza. On my way back to my store, I gotta go past the project, and that's where that shit happened. So that was the second incident that happened to me delivering pizza.
Did they get the money?
The guy, he hit me, and he didn't hit me hard enough for him to fall off the bike, so I kept going. Like, he just came out the street, and sucker punched me in my face, and I just, like, looked back. I said, "That's all you got, you bitch." Just like that, I had my... And I just kept going, and he never caught me. And then nobody ever came and took money from me. Nobody put a gun to me and took money. But I remember, like I said, my pizza got snatched when I stopped at the light one time. That was downtown Philly, broad daylight, fucking 2 p.m.
Broad daylight.
Yes. And then the other thing was broad daylight too. But then the worst thing that ever happened to me was nighttime.
Yeah.
On a bike. Uh-huh. Some white dudes driving in the car maced me and called me the N-word.
Mace you?
Mace me.
What
dog.
The fuck?
Damn.
Yeah. Wow, that's really bad.
They're probably dead by now.
Yeah, because they probably maced the wrong person, Mr. Freeman Rossi. Someone else, not him. He's a very nice guy. Mike, when you got punched, is that how you had a gap on your tooth? or that's not the right time? No, it was something else?
Yeah, man. Oh, my God. That's a whole different show. Yeah. I love Africa. Anything about my continent just touches my heart.
Now, there's always rivalry, especially when we play soccer.
Really?
And Nigeria and Ghana are always at each other's throat when we play soccer, especially African Cup of Nations. Nigeria, Ghana, Cameroon, Cote d'Ivoire, South Africa, like the African giants.
Yes.
So when we're playing against each other, those times, oh man, me and Michael can't see eyeball to eyeball. Yeah?
We still have beef. Nigeria and Ghana has this jollof beef.
Oh, like, yeah.
Who makes the best jollof rice?
Really?
Ghanaians say they make the best jollof rice, but we know Nigerians make the best jollof rice, you know.
I heard about that before.
Right. We think Ghana make the best jollof. And believe it or not, I spend most of my African life in Liberia, and I think Liberia jollof is good as shit too. So it just, the beef continues, man. We haven't figured out.
The time, if you want to see us united at the World Cup, if there's one African nation left.
Oh, yes.
We all come together to be behind that African nation.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Rowdy. Like, I think Ghana was the last nation.
Oh, so close. When we lost to Uruguay, I will never forget that. 4 or 5.
Man,
8 years
and that thing was good.
I'm still upset about that.
They were the last. We all rallied around. We wanted Ghana to go as far as possible.
We definitely support each other, man.
Yeah.
And one thing about Nigerian artists, definitely support each other so much. And when I first started doing stand-up, the first set of Africans I performed for were Nigerians.
Mm-hmm.
I did, you remember those Nigerian reunions they used
to do? Nigerian, yeah. I saw clips of...
So I did the first one, and every Nigerian, at one point, they thought I was Nigerian.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I'm not going to tell them I'm not. I'm going to get this Nigerian money. And it was booking me almost every year, you know, because I was like the only comic, you know, with African descent that was really doing it. So
your outfit then used to come on stage with dashiki.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I saw that, Mike.
Barefoot. You
I saw that. Barefoot, man. But I told a story how I even went as far as, you know, putting on the garb. When I first started stand-up, you know, I didn't even, I went on stage dressed regular, you know, still had a little slight accent because, you know, I've been in America for a few years. And I'll go on stage and I'll tell the joke. And the joke was just average. And I remember one night I was on stage and I did a joke about a family member and brought out the accent harder. And the crowd laughed at everything I said in the accent. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do my... just
create, yeah.
Just, I'm going to bring itself. This nigga back to the... Bring the whole Africa out of me. So I started talking, you know, brought out my accent more. And then threw the garb on. I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna go Village Africa. Took the shoes off. Went on stage barefooted. My career jumped to the next level.
Yeah. When did you get the title Michael Blackson, the African King of Comedy? What year was this?
That was 1998. That's when I wrote 1998. I was backstage at Comic View.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out what's gonna be my phrase. Like prior to Comic View, I would go on stage and be like, hey, you motherfucker, you punk bitch motherfucker. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, this is BT. I can't say motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I'm in backstage. I'm like, what the fuck I'm gonna replace motherfucker with? I'm like, mother sucker. You a mother sucker. You mother sucker. You mother sucker. Dentist, you mother sucker.
Wow.
Jay Brown, you mother sucker. Everybody became a mother sucker.
And it stuck like that.
And it stuck. And 20 some years later, man, mother suckers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hey, Ghana. No, I said Ghana. Ghana. I just call you Ghana.
It's okay.
Hey, Mike, tell me about
Nigeria.
That's totally fine. Please tell me about that. The school that you're building in. Please and thank you. Yeah. I seen the pictures of that.
Yes. Yeah.
Did they have you digging? Are you the one digging? Were you digging with your hands?
I ain't digging shit. Damn,
you're supposed to wash your hands after you help dig, man. But go ahead.
I did not dig shit. No, I ain't building a school in my village. You know, my mother, you know, this little village my mother was born in. What really inspired me to build the school was when I came to the States late 80s, sometime 86, 87. I didn't go back to Ghana. I didn't go back to Africa, period, till like 2000. Like 15 years later, I went back. And when I went back, I went to the village where I was born. And I'm like, things were still the same. I'm like, why are things still the same? You know, why are kids, and the kids are like a bunch of kids doing, this is school days, school hours. There are kids in the marketplace helping their mother sell shit. And I'm like, why are these 7-8 year old kids working? Like, who hired these niggas? So I'm like, okay, you know what? Then I get to find out. I'm like, why they not in school? They're not in school because the public school, which is known as government school, which is free at that moment. I'm not sure. Things have changed now. Ain't shit free no more. But back then, those schools were free. And those fill up really fast. The free shit always fill up. It's like you go, you know, in America, you go to the welfare line, all the welfare office always packed, right? Because niggas like free shit. So the free shit always fills up, and the kids that are left, they can't afford private school. So then, I went to one of the local elementary school to find out what school was going for, how much it cost to go to school. So I found out it cost like $80 for the whole year. I'm like, $80? Wow. And this was in 2000. I'm like, we spend this shit at the bar. Yeah. So I'm out next day, I went back to the marketplace, saw them same fucking kids. I talked to their parents. I was like, I'm going to pay it for your four kids in school for the year. You know what I mean? And then from there, I would try to help every year. I would try to help get these, what? 8 years of schooling will cost me a couple of grand. So I went and did that. And after that, I said to myself, I got to do something about this. And I always had in my mind, I got to build a school. But it's not an easy thing to do. You know, it's come with a lot of responsibility. But then I finally, like right before COVID, I decided, you know what? Fuck trying to put every kid in school. How about I just build a home school and make it free and give a scholarship to the kids?
You're a good man, Michael Blackson. Yeah. Round of applause.
Absolutely.
Even when there's no one sitting there. What's that today?
But a
house is not a home. What's it? Turn into a home when there's no one there. To turn the key.
Please be there. Saying that you're still in love.
Come on.
With me.
Come on. Yes, baby. Come on.
Shady's
what's the
best friend?
Now and then. Ooh. I call your name. And suddenly your face appears. Jesus.
Yeah, you
a
got
crazy
it.
Game.
Come on.
When it ends in tears. Love, pretty though, doll, and have a heart.
Come on, baby. Yes.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, mm-hmm. I got the month of May. Well, I guess
you say what can make me feel this way. My girl.
I'm talking about my girl. Ooh. I got sunshine on a cloudy day, my girl.
Yeah.
I even got the month of May with my girl. That's all I can
okay,
say.
Okay, let's go. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not that good.
So you talking about you saw part, no part. I'm nigga, I don't know what part I am. Just I don't want to punch him in his part of his eye, motherfucker.
Everybody that don't know boxing, they always think that they're gonna that right hand's gonna be in the front. Are you right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Yeah, then you're gonna have the left hand first.
I'm definitely getting my ass.
You gotta get the left hand to be blocking.
Yeah,
shit.
That's a jab, and then the power is in the right.
Yeah, my power is in my right.
I don't know about that, Mike.
So this have to go up front.
Yeah.
To block.
Not block. Just set up. Set up. Boom.
Yeah, you just
right here.
Yeah, you just set it up and then.
And which hand do I use to hug him if he hit me real hard?
Yeah, you can do that.
Can I just hug him?
Yeah, you just gotta hug him like Mayweather always hug people.
Hey, hug him and then punch him in the stomach.
Yeah, every time he's about to get knocked out, he go and hug. He's smart.
Yeah, he never lost, did he?
Yeah, I want to hug too if I can be get 300 million or a billion or whatever.
I loved your movie.
Oh my God, I watched your part like so many times.
Yeah, I'm like, this is my friend. Like, mommy, this is my friend.
Hey, come look at him. I can't call the people.
Presenting the supreme leader of Nexdoria. Commander of our undefeated troops. Killer of lions. Tamer of elephants. Yes. The most well-endowed man in Africa. Yes. General Easy.
Wow. Mike, you deserve an Oscar award-winning.
Yes,
thank you, Mother Suckers.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.